Crow's assistant is Matthew Clark. It's day one of Movember, thanks to Just For Men, Australia's leading hair colouring brand. I don't know whether Doc uses it, but I know Bic certainly does. Hey, Doc, thanks for your time.
Has he got hair still? I don't know.
Well, he actually's had a haircut today. He's got a crew cut.
Very short. Now,
he's had the same haircut since 1974.
Yes, he has.
Well, that's because it's hard to improve on perfection, Matt.
Oh, please.
Have got a few little grey ones poking through. It might be a good opportunity to have a little look at the Just For Men.
Yeah, well, I do. I actually like these silvers, so I'll have to find a silver product to just add a bit more, I reckon.
Hey, Doc, now, be honest, did you start today cleanly shaved? Because a lot of people get about 6 or 7 or 8 or 10 days growth, and then they go to Movember.
Yeah, well, I didn't realise that that was the rules, but what I did was we were down the beach on the weekend, it was a beautiful weekend, and then so when last night came home, and so I probably had about a day and a couple of days head start, okay. But that's, I probably need a couple of head starts.
Well, I tell you, someone else who will need a couple of days, if not weeks, head start. And this is the young man who's heading up this campaign. Riley Knight is one of a few Crows players who are taking part. Now, look, he is, you'd hardly say he's Hershewitt. So I wondered how he fell into that position.
Yeah, that might have just been a rookie mistake. He agreed to something that he didn't really understand. But maybe the sponsor's Just For Men product, maybe he's going to paste a bit on there as well. So, I think he probably will be doing his best, but perhaps it's more about the charity for Riley.
Who else have you got? There's a number of years, isn't there?
I think, what have we got? I think Camillus Yeoman's having a go.
Yep.
And
Andrew McLeod, I think he's going to get involved
Andrew
as well.
Bungie McLeod is in there. I don't know, actually. I know I'm doing it. I know they requested me. You know, they said we need someone with a good head of hair, you know, probably the best looking rooster, so we can bring him back to the pack with a dodgy mo.
So it's Movember.com. You can log on there or follow the links from the Adelaide Footy Club. Pick the player you want to donate money for and away you go. It's fantastic.
But the other thing,
Just For Men for being involved.
The other thing that's going to happen is you can keep, I guess, abreast of the Adelaide Football Club's social media channels. And every Monday they're going to do an update. So they're going to do a little timeline of the players. So we'll see
indeed,
a progression of the moustaches during the month.
I was thinking just to add some flair, I was trying to contemplate, you know, maybe getting some iconic mows, get a little bit of dress-up action going, perhaps get a bit of Mervyn look going, or DK Lilly. Is there any other, you got any thoughts for me?
John Newcombe. John Newcombe.
The nuke. Yeah, that's going to look a bit the same as the cricket one, though, isn't
it? Lee Matthews, David Boone.
Ah, there we go. There's Booney. Lee Matthews, the Booney.
Yeah, I wouldn't do the Hitler.
No, well, that is a very famous mo, but probably I might
be clear. Hey, tell us, are you back at training and we believe you've had a couple of kicks with Hugh Greenwood. What's he looking like?
Yeah, no, I actually had a kick with him this morning. He was having a kick with Tate Kaysler, and I sort of snuck in there as well because I was bored. But he looks all right, right? He's a very decent size and actually kicks it pretty well. Obviously, he's on the alternate sport program, but he's got a bit of a background in footy, so he's not completely raw. And now left footer, big, good, decent size. Okay. He's probably 6'3". So he's obviously a longer term project, but his baseline in terms of kicking skill is pretty sound.
And look, for those who want to have a look at Hugh, that was on the Crows Twitter site. They sent a tweet out of you and Tate putting him through his paces and doing some repetitive kicking drills. Interestingly, Alex Keith, you've signed as another alternative sport. You've done a lot of work with those guys, in particular Jack Osborne, Ben Dowdell in the past. Will you take responsibility for these two new guys?
I don't think so. Not directly, but over the last few years, we've probably just set them on their line and let the line coach take the main focus of the guys. So if they're rucks, which those guys aren't, but I'd obviously have a fair bit to do with them. But it's actually an exciting part of the job when you get a guy that's come in with obviously a longer history in the game and getting them to try and get up to speed really quick. They're great athletes, but we have to try and develop their footy sense and their footy skill set. So probably the guys that they've recruited most recently in that role have come from at least having some background in footy as well. I think that's been probably one of the learnings of the program. Mm. And so obviously Alex was a really highly rated junior footballer, and Hughes played some footy up until about age 15 or 16, I think. So so they're not starting from scratch, which is obviously challenging.
When are you guys all back?
So the 1 to 4 U players come back on the 23rd of November, and mm-hmm. the rest of the squad the week after. So it's quite an abbreviated pre-season prior to Christmas, basically a month of work. But having said that, the guys have all got, you know, really individualised and specific programs that they're working through at the moment. And, you know, you see a lot of them sort of in and out of the club getting through their physical preparation program at the moment. So, but it is going to be quite short once we get back onto it. So we've got all November to think about all sorts of other things like growing a mo.
And what about the assistant coaches? Have you had much FaceTime with Dom Pike?
Yeah, so Pikey's obviously back on deck right from now, and we're starting to work through the program. I guess the upside of the latest start is that we do have some time with Don to map it out and make sure that it's really targeted and specific what we put into them in that 4 weeks before Friday Christmas.
Oh, it's a tough draw, Doc. I fell over when I read it. What about you?
Yeah, mate. Always, often in this time of the year, you think, oh, what about that team? What about that team? And then it rolls around and it turns out that the Western Bulldogs, for instance, last year.
Yep.
Go from a team that you think, well, maybe we'll have their measure to being, you know, one of the, you know, real upstart teams of the season. So I think it's pretty, you know, I don't get too fussed by it, to be honest. We'll be right. If you're going to be out there and about, you want to be playing the really good teams so that if you were good enough to make September, you know that you can match it against them. So I think commercially, the club's really comfortable with the draw. And from a footy perspective, we'll take whoever comes.
All the best in Movember, Doc. Thanks for your time.
Good on you, boys. Have a good day.
Good man. Movember, and I love Movember, raises money for men's health, which is so important. And that's thanks to Just for Men, a founding partner, I must say, also of Movember, and our partners with the Adelaide Footy Club. The Crows boys there, they're going to raise the funds. So if you want to donate, you can get onto Movember.com, follow the links, type in Doc Clark or Matthew Clark for that, or get on the AFC website, follow the link, and the AFC Twitter will have updates of the men. So a bit of interest and a bit of fun, but donate, because men's health is so important, and we really do thank Just for Men.
It is interesting and ironic that the Crows put a press release out, and all the quotes are from Nigel Smart, so not the greatest ambassador for Just for Men, really.
He's got none on top, but can he grow a moustache?
No, it's not so much that. Just for Men, for your hair colour.
Yeah, for your hair
he hasn't
colour.
Got a lot to Nigel, but in the end, he's welcomed them on as a club partner. So thanks for them, and of course, their ongoing support for Movember.